Week 14 came to a close in the NFL last night. It was the Chargers pulling out a 22-19 overtime win over the Eagles on Monday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cameron Dicker made all five of his field goal attempts, including the 54-yard game winner in overtime. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts picked off four times in the loss. They fell to 8-5. Packers off today before resuming workouts on Wednesday as they get ready for Sunday's matchup with the Broncos in Denver. The Packers have won four straight following Sunday's win over the Bears, and now that they've moved into first place, Matt LaFleur will have to make sure his players don't step back and relax.
Just look at the landscape of our league. I mean, it's everybody's neck and neck from one through not even to the 8 seed or whatever it was, or 7 seed. Everybody's right there, and you can't take anything for granted. And we got a hell of a test coming up against the top-ranked team in the National Football League in their house, and we're going to need a great week of preparation to go out there and to get the job done.
Micah Parsons said they have to stay humble.
It was a great win, but it's still a long year left. A lot of things can happen in 4 weeks, and this is a team we see again. That's a good football team. By any means, that's not a bad football team. That's a really good football team. They came in here and challenged us the right way. I think we gave up, that second half. 17 points unanswered. So we got to find a way better.
The Brewers have been named Baseball America's Organization of the Year, the honor recognizing the organization for success at the major league level, but also scouting, coaching, and player development. Brewers have reportedly fielded calls about their closer, the New York Post reporting that both the Yankees and Mets among the teams that have contacted the Brewers about acquiring Trevor McGill in a trade. He had 30 saves a year ago. Baseball's winter meetings continue in Orlando today. Major League Baseball will hold its draft lottery. The White Sox have the best chance of landing the number one pick. Wisconsin men basketball, John Blackwell named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Week yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.